Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Les Burke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Dawes. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hooks Dawes. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive towards short. Tavener reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney takes first base on ball four. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to second. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Wingo reaches second base with a double. Haney scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McNulty. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Wingo scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-0 in the game. Burke is hit by the pitch. Haney moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNulty. Wingo reaches second base with a double. Haney scores. Burke goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taubner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod pinch hits for Jake Miller. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Summa reaches second base with a double. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. By Spies now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Blue reaches second base with a double. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0-for-1 in the game. Taubner hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dawes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spies fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burke hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Spies, and towards Lutsk, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. One out. By Spies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill is hit by the pitch. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive towards the mound. Spies catches it and throws to first to double up Fothergill. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bassler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dawes hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 2 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for by Spies. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Haney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Haney reaches second base with a double. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burke bunts towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to third. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Wingo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haney scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up Jameson. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 3 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cole. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutzk misplays the ball. That's an error on Lutzk. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bassler hits a fly ball towards left. Jameson catches it and throws to second to double up Blue. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-3 in the game. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke misplays the ball. That's an error on Burke. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.